Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, when it comes to breast cancer, early detection holds a promise of prevention, and prevention is the cure. We'll talk to women's health expert Ingrid Edstrom about infrared thermology, a technology that picks up tissue abnormalities sometimes years prior to the mass formation. Then, is inflammation making your joints hard to live with? Len Smith, CEO of BSP Pharma, will tell us what is causing our inflamed joints and how we can do something about it. It's a Flex Now Friday, so Conscious Talk is brought to you this hour by Flex Now. Get active now with Flex Now. Now, you'll be glad you did. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brendan Michaels and Rob Spears.
We, as Benny said in the introduction, we're going to talk about infrared thermography. Now, this may be something new to many of you, so we want you to listen careful because this is a very exciting technology. And so we want to welcome Ingrid Edstrom to the show.
And Ingrid Edstrom is a family nurse practitioner and has a master's in health education and is passionate about infrared thermography. Ingrid, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, both of you. This is just such a pleasure.
So tell us, what is infrared thermography?
What the technology is about?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. What is this?
What
How
is
does
this?
What's the basic setup for it?
Oh, certainly. Thermography essentially is a test of physiology. So the structural testing, like mammography or ultrasounds, they're looking at physical areas that they may see cysts or microcalcifications. But unfortunately, by the time that you get to a structural issue that they can, see on their equipment, they now have actually a mass or something that's actually present. What the thermography does is it is a test of physiology or a test of heat. And with the newer, very accurate infrared technology right now, you can pick things up 3 to 6 years before the mammograms will show it, because what we're seeing is changes in heat pattern where there's more metabolism in the cells in certain areas. And as you get clusters of cells that are becoming abnormal and now gathering in a certain area of the breast, you're having a heat signature coming up from those cells, and that's what the camera is really excellent at picking up.
So yeah. What you're saying is that actually tumors give off heat. There's inflammation then, obviously, that's starting to form.
Yes, exactly. So what we're able to do is see, heat patterns in the breast, and the equipment that I have, which is, there's only actually two other cameras in the state of Oregon right now that is able to do what it's able to do here. And most of the cameras are in medical centers and research facilities across the country. So what it's able to do is pick up these heat patterns that you can see on the breast. And then if you shift it over to a gray inverted scale, it looks very similar to MRI. So you can actually see vessels that are feeding tumors coming to certain areas. There's patterns that are more obvious for cancers that are there. By shifting it over to this gray inverted palette where you can actually see the blood vessels flowing in that direction. The reason why that's important is if you have a small area that's becoming abnormal, your body is trying very hard to heal and come back to essentially being, healthy. And it'll work very, very well if your immune system is in good shape and, other factors of lessening risk. But if a area becomes or at least has increased metabolism and starts to grow and there's clusters of cells there, at a certain point the cells around that particular group of abnormal cells will be able to feed it just from the local tissues. But at a certain point it's needing more nutrition to grow faster and doubling rate. And that, at that point the vessels that are there in the breast begin to enlarge and move in that direction so you can actually see them on the infrared.
Yeah, that's and folks, I think that you're familiar with this whole idea of infrared photography. We've seen that, how if you take a picture of your body, or if you're taking a picture from space, you're going to see, areas that are warmer than other areas. They show up in different colors. So you said something very interesting about how this may be able to detect abnormalities up to 3 years before we usually see them. And so I wanted to compare this technology of thermography with what we're more used to, the mammogram. You know, for instance, is thermography a radiation like the mammograms are?
No, not at all. And actually, some of the studies are saying 3 to 6 years, and I've seen other studies showing that you might actually see changes 8 years prior to an actual mass formation, which to me is huge. So the infrared is completely radiation-free, so there's no radiation coming at you. The camera is sitting about 3 feet from the woman, and what it's doing is picking up the heat coming from the woman to the camera and calibrating that. So there's no radiation going towards the woman. There's no compression. It's completely painless. So essentially there's nothing that can harm you by doing this test. And it can be also used for pregnant women or nursing women or women that have difficulties with too much radiation and are trying to decrease the amount of radiation they're having to deal with other sorts of testing. But I also have to say that it's an adjunctive test. It's not a standalone test. It just gives you different information than the mammograms and ultrasounds will. But I always send people off for these other structural studies if I get a hot scan because they need to be evaluated, you know, through their local physician.
Now, I just want to point out, folks, and having had breast cancer in both breasts many, many years ago, how important what you said a little bit earlier, Ingrid, about being able to detect at least 8 years prior to a tumor showing up. Because what I don't think most women understand or most people about tumors is that it takes sometimes almost 10 years for a tumor to show up the size it needs to before it's detected, certainly by us physically if we're doing breast examinations. Is that not correct?
Yes. The for the mammograms and ultrasounds, it has to be a certain size where it's actually being able to be picked up because at that point it's actually a mass. And I'm seeing the changes pre-mass. I'm seeing them before they actually become a lump, because I'm seeing physiological changes actually in the tissue before the cells coalesce into a mass that is actually visualized by mammograms or ultrasound. So that makes a huge difference as to early determination of what might be changing. And the other way that I use this camera is to work with folks to try to lessen their risk on a research project that I've been actually reversing some of the inflammatory changes in 6 to 12 months with an anti-estrogenic diet and supplements. If we have time later, I'd be happy to go through.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're going
to
get into all of that. Folks, you're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're here with Ingrid
Ekstrom,
and we're talking about thermography and the benefits of thermography and early detection. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. We're changing the world one listener at a time. That listener is you. The website's conscioustalk.net. You can hear this show and all the shows we do for free because you're supporting our sponsors. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And joining us here this morning is Ingrid Ekstrom. I got it right that time. And she is a passionate family nurse practitioner and a master's in health education, and she's passionate about infrared breast health. And we're talking about infrared mammography here.
Thermography
here this morning, folks. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, Ingrid, and we discussed it a little bit during the break, is if in fact the infrared thermography picks up the inflammation, the heat in the breast, say even up to 8 years earlier than when an actual tumor forms in the breast, which would show up on a mammography, what happens if you give a woman that test, she tests where the heat is there, so that indicates that she's already forming something in her breast. What happens then if she goes to her regular doctor? What can they do based on that? Because their doctors, their whole approach to cancer, breast cancer or any cancer, is to cut the tumor out and then possibly radiate and or do chemotherapy. So what happens and how does that work?
Certainly. Essentially what I've been working with here is a number of women that have had concerns at the hospital because now they have an equivocal mammogram and they're just being told, come back in 6 months, we'll see if we have a tumor then, mm-hmm. which is not very satisfying to most of my clients. So they generally find me, and what we're finding is that the thermograms, which are rated on a 1 through 5 scale, the equivocal ones, which are a TH3, which are the borderline ones that aren't quite abnormal yet, but things are beginning to shift since the breast tumors are taking 10 to 12 years to grow. So if I see those, and generally what I do is if there's TH3s, 4s, or 5s, and that there's a mass and the woman is needing to be evaluated with structural studies, we do that as well. But if they can't find anything, since a number of these structural studies are not going to show it because I'm seeing it much earlier than they're going to be able to see anything, then what I do is work with them on the the Proactive Breast Wellness Program. And this is a clinical study, that I've been working with the women, which is to get them on an anti-estrogenic diet, try to make dietary changes and start eating organically. There's supplements that help to take the extra estrogen out of your system. Try to get people to exercise, another spiritual component with relaxation techniques or yoga to try to alter how they're dealing with, you know, the stressors in their life. Mm-hmm. Because the physicians are usually interested in intervention, but the countries that have socialized medicine that are more interested in prevention are using this in places like Canada, Asia, and Europe as the first line of screening. And if we get a hot scan, then the people go on to ultrasounds and mammograms after that, and they're starting it at 25, 30, 35, and 40, and then yearly in socialized medicine countries because they know the benefits of prevention and early detection, which to me is huge.
Yeah. Well, so here's the question I think that a lot of people are thinking is, it's like, when you do these thermograms, and they are way out ahead of the mammograms, what do you have any statistics on how many people, you know, when you detect it early, how many people will later actually show up with tumors?
Sure. There was a study done a number of years ago that was in the journal Cancer, and it was volume 56. And what they did, this was a European study, they imaged 58,000 women with breast complaints, and of that group, 1,245 patients had a borderline TH3 thermogram, which is just the borderline ones, not a 4 or a 5. And of that group, they had normal breasts by mammography, ultrasound, physical exam, and they even did a biopsy on that group. And what they found was that 38% of these women that had normal breasts and 44% of the women that had some lumpy, bumpy, fibrocystic sort of changes, or at least lumps that they could find, and the rest of 44% of these women actually developed biopsy-proven cancers within the next 5 years. So to me, that is sort of a precursor of saying, you know, there's something abnormal here, and things, if left the way that it is having a very high potential, at least almost half, that these people will develop, you know, issues. The women that I'm finding in the study that get into trouble with cancer, they're all high in estrogen, they're low in progesterone, they're high in testosterone, they're high in cortisol from lack of sleep and too much stress, they're low in vitamin D3 because we live in a climate where it rains a good portion of the year,
right.
They're low in iodine, and they're hypothyroid. So what I try to do is identify with lab testing, you know, where the woman is on the continuum, and try to get them rebalanced with bioidentical hormone replacement, try to get these women off the Premarin and synthetic hormone replacement, and birth control pills over years and years are also detrimental. Herbicides, pesticides, rodenticides, things that you may have in your environment that's going to be making this worse, and get rid of your plastic water bottles because it has xenoestrogens in it.
It's really invaluable, and this is the approach, obviously, that we take in our lives, and it's so wonderful to have a measuring device, something that can actually tell you you're out of balance, and then you can do those things, you can shift those things in your lifestyle that are causing that imbalance.
That's exactly the point. So what I have been doing is, this has been so successful down here in Eugene that I'm going to other places with the camera, that very soon I'll have this proactive breast wellness program actually out on the Internet, which will have a 4-CD set so that women in the comforts of their own home can listen to me for 2.5 hours to talk about this program and things that they can do. There'll be a data disk, which is, I think, up to about 58,000 megabytes now, and then there's a relaxation CD and DVD to help reduce cortisol levels that I've also created, called Ways of Serenity. So my whole process and interest here is to get people to change the parameters that may in future actually cause them to have a problem. And if they don't know that they're a little borderline hypothyroid or their vitamin D is too low, these are all very easy things. They can start eating seaweed and other aspects to improve their situation before they develop a problem. That, to me, is pure prevention.
Well, folks, we're talking with Ingrid Edstrom, and we're talking about infrared breast health. Her website is infraredbreasthealth.com. So, Ingrid, let's just talk for a moment about the anti-estrogen diet. What are some of the suggestions that you have around that?
Sure. What we're finding is, I'm 56, and I remember when I was 13 or so, myself and all my little lady friends were all completely flat-chested because we just didn't have, any breast tissue at all at that point. But now you start looking at small children that are, 8, 9, 10 years of age, and these little girls are fully breasted, and this is something that we never, ever saw during, my early development. So what I'm finding is that these young girls are in contact now more with estrogenic substances, or what we call xenoestrogens. So either they're getting more of the estrogens in the bovine growth hormones from meat and dairy, which is where we get most of the extra estrogens in our systems now, or if they're in an area where they're having their meals microwaved in plastic, because the plastic then moves into your food. If you take hot beverages and put it into styrofoam cups or plastic bottles, or walk around with plastic water bottles, these plastic molecules, which look very similar to estrogens and they bind in the receptor site, they're moving into your body to make you more estrogen dominant also, plus the herbicides and pesticides. And here in Oregon, as in Washington, Oregon has the second highest breast cancer rate in the nation per capita. Washington is actually number one, and I'm absolutely convinced that it has to do with the clear-cutting, with the herbicidal spraying that goes on here. So just recently, I've taken an herbicide PowerPoint presentation to show how herbicides and people that are exposed to both herbicides and pesticides, like fly wipe from horse fly wipe from the horsewoman, how this is stimulating the breast tissue and changing it and increasing the vascularity. So if there's a problem there to begin with, and then you increase the vascular status, then you have more nutrients going to an area that may be growing, and the tumor then has an increase in its doubling capacity. So I've been able to take this PowerPoint to the public health department here in Lane County, and they've now decided they weren't going to be spraying these chemicals this season, which I've been absolutely delighted about, and I'd like to move it up to a state level. So things that you can do in your own yards is have your husbands not be using the herbicides and pesticides all around the house, or termites, or spraying Roundup and Oust and whatnot along your fence rows, or having the chem lawn where you're spritzing everything all over to get rid of your dandelions. Mm-hmm. All these things are increasing your breast cancer rate and also the prostate cancer of your husband. So that would be a huge thing.
Well, we're running out of time, Ingrid. We could talk for a long time about all the things. Folks, this is very, very important for you ladies out there to be aware of, to learn more about. You can go to www.infraredbreasthealth.com. breastfred.com. That's I-N-F-R-A-R-E-D, breasthealth.com, to learn more about Ingrid's program and what she's talking about and how you can also, you know, do one of these tests. And I think they're incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
And hopefully this is going to, you know, be more and more prominent as we go along, Ingrid, and more states are going to seriously take the breast mammography seriously.
Yeah, if you want a national health program, it's got to be based around prevention, folks. That's what works. That's what we can afford. And this is the future. So let's talk it up. Let's find out more about infrared breast health through, you know, this kind of thermography.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Ingrid. We really appreciate all the information you brought to us.
Thank you. And I'll also have offices in Portland that I'll be going up to, which will be a little closer to your Seattle audience. So I'm very excited, and thank you very much for having me on your program.
You bet.
And we'll be right back.